time last year, a lot of holiday travelers who'd booked on Southwest were bumped from flights or delayed in a nightmare that went on for more than a week. Now the airline's been hit with the largest fine the transportation department has ever doled out. Correspondent Chris Van Cleve has the details.
The $140 million penalty comes after an investigation found the airline violated consumer protection laws by failing to provide adequate customer service, failing to provide prompt flight status notifications, and failing to provide refunds in a prompt and proper manner.
The transportation departments also ordered the airline to set aside $90 million to compensate passengers for future delays. There's extensive flooding from Florida to New York this morning. Correspondent Elaine Quijano reports from Jersey City, New Jersey.
In the Northeast, heavy rain intensified overnight, and that has people concerned about coastal flooding, with a combination of powerful winds and high tide occurring this afternoon. Downed trees, flooded roadways, and widespread power outages are all causing concerns for the busy travel week ahead.
Hundreds of flights have been canceled or delayed today. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin meets with Israel's prime minister today to up the pressure for a pause in the military campaign in Gaza. CBS's Remy Innocencio asked Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S.
What do you expect he's going to hammer home to Netanyahu?
He's going to say, start honing the operation.
Israel doubled down on airstrikes in Gaza overnight. Our latest CBS News poll finds Donald Trump has a huge lead in Iowa 4 weeks before the first votes there. But Nikki Haley is gaining ground in New Hampshire. CBS's Ed O'Keefe from the White House.
Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley is on the rise in the polls, but she continues to walk a fine line when speaking about former President Donald Trump.
I agree with a lot of his policies, but chaos follows him.
In New Hampshire, Trump intensified his anti-immigrant statements.
They're poisoning the blood of our country. That's what they've done.
The CBS News poll finds GOP voters in New Hampshire are most likely to describe Trump as a strong leader who, in their view, has the best chance to defeat President Biden.
First in a long time for an NBA star.
And Steph, the jumper right on time.
Warrior Steph Curry hit a two-point shot and finished with just 7 points in Golden State's win over Portland. But for the first time in 5 years, he did not connect on a three-pointer. That ends Curry's record streak of 268 consecutive games. S&P futures up 9, Dow futures ahead 61. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform, you need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure for max strength daytime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. DayQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks DayQuil High Blood Pressure. The daytime, non-drowsy, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Hold on to your jingle bells. Pluto TV has all your holiday favorites for free. Enjoy Christmas classics like Scrooge with Bill Murray or Last Holiday with Queen Latifah. Plus, dive into festive channels like Holiday Movie Favorites by Lifetime or Hallmark Movies and more. Download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming holiday favorites on live channels and on demand. With thousands of free movies and TV shows, Pluto TV is your home for the holidays. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We're hearing from the first fake elector about efforts to declare Donald Trump the winner of Wisconsin's presidential votes 3 years ago. Andrew Hitt says the Trump campaign told him the documents they were signing were a backup in case the former president won a legal challenge.
So we viewed what we were doing as simply a contingency plan. The documents we signed would have no meaning unless a court gave them meaning.
Hitt tells WISN-TV's Upfront he's cooperating with a federal investigation. COVID-19 cases are trending up in Wisconsin. More than 400 people were in the hospital at last word, and 46 of them were in the ICU. State health officials say only 12% of eligible adults in Wisconsin have had the latest COVID vaccine. RSV and flu cases are up, too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's two nationwide recalls to be aware of. Quaker is recalling granola bars and granola cereal because they could be contaminated with salmonella. Another product being recalled could be in your freezer. TGI Friday's Boneless Chicken Bites Honey Barbecue Chicken could be contaminated with pieces of clear hard plastic. The affected product has a Best Buy date of 12/26/2024. The plastic is being found under the breading. These products should be thrown away or returned to the store where you purchased them. The Wausau U.S. Junior Men's Curling Team is in Finland, and they're moving on to the playoffs. Wausau Pilot and Review reported the team has 5 wins and 1 loss in the round-robin play. They tied with New Zealand and have qualified for the 8-team playoff that begins today. They beat Hungary 7-2 in the quarterfinals and will face Denmark in the next round of the championships. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, Seth Habeck.
Good morning.
And all of you. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a good one out there. We're going to get right to our weather right here. We got a good friend, Paul Trauman from Weather Eye Weather Center joining us. Paul, how are you?
Pretty good. How about you guys?
We're doing good. It's good to hear from you, man. Good to hear from you. How was your weekend?
It was pretty good. Yeah, hard to believe it's about a week away from Christmas.
It's right. No kidding.
So close. And we almost got a tease of a white Christmas this morning, Paul. We had a little bit of a dusting and some incredible winds last night.
Yeah.
I was up literally all night last night, and then one of those kind of nights where the house is shaking kind of winds. Are we going to have more of that?
You hear a noise outside, and you're like, something just hit my house or something.
Yeah, right. What was that banging noise?
It's the kind of noises where, you know what, I'll check it in the morning. Yeah, I'm not going to go do that right now. I don't need to go check that out right now.
What's done is done, right?
Yes. Are we going to have more of that today, Paul?
Yeah, still whipping up here with these winds today. It's starting to ease up with some of the wind gusts by later today. And then tonight, the winds really start to slack off. But still into some clouds this morning, some flurries passing through, and then some breaks of sun developing as we get further through the day with temps holding pretty steady from around the low 20s where they are this morning. Northwest wind still 20 to 35. And then tonight, the winds diminish as we head back to about 11 with a clear sky. After a cold start Tuesday, partly sunny skies, 32, and then mid-20s Tuesday night, upper 30s, mix of clouds and sun Wednesday, 25 Wednesday night, still about the lower 40s. Thursday and Friday, cloudy skies both days, maybe a couple rain showers by Friday with a high temperature at about 42. And then still looks like we'll get back into some mid-40s for the weekend. Looks like our next major system bringing some rain coming up Sunday into Monday. So instead of a white Christmas, maybe a wet Christmas coming up here, the way things are looking.
One of the more unpopular Christmas songs.
Wet Christmas?
Not one of Bing's best. Not to take a shot. I love Bing Crosby, but just not one of his best. Not really one of his... We appreciate
you. Just never struck a chord.
Wasn't this popular. No.
Well done. Yeah. Well done, sir. Well done. We appreciate you. Have a great day, Paul.
All right, something good to you guys too.
Best in the business. Best in the business. We appreciate our good friend Paul Trauman. So good. So good. We appreciate him. We'll be talking with Mike Moore tomorrow, or Paul Moore tomorrow. Looking forward to that. We got good things lined up for you this hour and the next hour. Good things on the way. I want to get into top destinations of 2023 and go into that.
Ooh, okay.
And not just top 20 destinations of 2023. What would be your top destination of 2024? You can go somewhere. You got a free ticket where you want to go.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Start thinking about that to the best listeners in radio. You guys think about that one. Get ready to call up when we get into the conversation. 715-424-2600. Call up and join us.
Rhinelander. Mm. Oh, wait. I should go a little bit further than that.
Sheboygan.
Well, if it's going to be 2023, Rhinelander's not a bad pick. There's not a lot of time left.
That's true.
Get there quick.
I'm right back.
Good thinking.
That's Rhinelander. I'm gone.
We're going to get into a little bit of science. We've got that coming up for you. Some entertainment fun. And the 9 o'clock hour, of course, going to start with the kitchens open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to that one. It's going to be a lot of fun there. We'll have some That Ain't Right stuff. Good stories of the day. And a lot of local stuff we're going to hit on in the next couple of weeks here. I want us to really, really make sure that we're covering as much local events as possible.
Yeah.
I don't care how much time it takes us. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We got a 2-hour show. We can get that in.
I think so.
We'll have fun with that one. All that coming up. But this weekend, to the audience, you probably did not know this, I wouldn't imagine. If you did, well, you guys are really good at your job. We had our holiday party this weekend at Civic Media.
That's right.
And Seth and Pam, Beth, you guys went.
Yep.
Melissa and I were unable to, but I wanted to know how it went.
It went well. It's amazing. You know, I didn't go to the holiday party last year. But still, you could tell that how much Civic Media has grown over the last year was really, I mean, I heard a lot of people talk about, you know, I was like, wow, can you imagine all these people here from what it was? But it was really great. I mean, we kind of got our state of the network address from Sage, you know, let us know how the year went, stuff, what we're looking forward to next year. Not buying any more stations. We're kind of pat with that part now. Now we got to start working on stuff.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Well,
he said that before.
He has.
I think that Sage and I have a pretty strong relationship. So I'm going to say this. I don't think Sage even knows. I'm not sure that Sage is even 100%. I think he has good intention. He means what he says. I don't know if he even knows how true that is or not.
So lots of kudos from everybody. You know, about how things are going. Really good year and looking forward to next year and doing even better, of course. And we were at the Chula Vista Resort, which is a maze, by the way. Beth and I like walked through 3 buildings till we found out where they were. Like, where is everyone? We don't know where we're going here. The food was great, you know, and the meeting some people, you know, that we haven't seen in person before. You know, we've communicated
right,
with them
over Zoom.
Over Zoom or Google stuff, chat rooms and that kind of stuff. But it was really cool to see, you know, how big things have gotten there and how this big diverse group of stations that we have throughout Wisconsin. It was really kind of interesting.
Melissa, you went last year, right?
Yes, I went last year, and it was in Madison, and it was a great party then as well, and you know, meeting people, like Seth said, that you've only met over Zoom or, you know, Google Meets, it's fun, and I was sad to miss this year, but it was my family Christmas, and I couldn't miss that. So.
No, you can't do that.
You can't miss that.
But it was fun to see all the pictures that were shared on our shared chats. Of the party.
I wanted to thank everybody for doing that. I feel very similar to Melissa. I felt like I was at least a little bit there and got to experience a little of it. It was nice. I really appreciate them doing that. And don't get to do this very often. I haven't gotten to do this very often in my life, and especially in radio.
Mm-hmm.
But I was talking to a couple of listeners this weekend, then I ended up having this similar conversation with some of my students last night. And one of my longtime friends, teachers that I work with, Brian, who was my first teacher at Second City, and good morning to Boston's own Brian out there, he says to me, the tone of the way you talk about this company, the way that you're speaking about your job, it's different. And I didn't know at all what he meant. We had other things going on, so later on we're grading and I'm talking to him. And he's like, I got it now. You're proud. And I hadn't thought of it.
Yeah.
I hadn't thought of it before. I like to think that I've been proud of every station I've worked for. I like to think that I've been loyal to every station I've worked for. But I don't know if it's ever there's things that you can do. And then there's things that are going to come across as fake to an audience. And there's a big difference, especially in today's day and age in radio. You got to be real. You have to. The audience will eat you alive if you are fake. We've seen it. Look at ratings. Look at people who are not around anymore in radio and that kind of thing. The audience is the ultimate factor to this, and they are the ultimate deciders on this.
Right.
And when I talk to our listeners, when I talk to people that are in the last year or two with Civic Media and all that, I'm not alone. They're taking pride too. They're taking pride in this station. They're taking pride in this company. It's a Wisconsin company.
Yes,
it is a homegrown company. It is a company that is starting from the bottom up. And look at what we have done in a couple of years time.
Well, Sage said something that I thought was really interesting. You know, of course, he reiterated that the main thing for Civic Media is local radio, keeping radio as local as you can. Now, the comment he made was really interesting. He said, like local ownership of stations is not viable anymore.
Yeah.
It's really hard for like one or two people, you know, or a small company to run a radio station. It just, you can't, the money's not there. So one of the reasons he wanted to build this network is to give those local stations a chance to actually survive and hopefully thrive. And I think that's, they've been really pushing towards this, the goal this year, 2023, of getting to that point. So coming up next year, it's going to be fascinating to see how we can continue on that, especially with, you know, as much local stuff as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah. Building on local.
Yep.
When this first happened, when the change happened and we went from Heart of Wisconsin Media to Civic, it was you know, shocking to us more than anybody. I think our audience, you know, obviously right there with that, but we did not see that coming or anything.
Right.
When in those early days and those early conversations with Sage and talking to other members of Civic Media and everything, one of the things that stood out to me was they saw this station and they wanted it. And they were not going to, they were going to do everything they could to get it because of everything you were just saying there, Seth. WFHR is a prime example, not just here in central Wisconsin, to the whole state.
Yes.
That this station has been around and been known and everything. And I'm not saying it's a household station name or anything. But if you are in radio and you've been in radio in Wisconsin the last 80 years, you know what WFHR is.
That's right.
It meant something for them. And they were not going to take no for it. They were going to get this station. and you can see why now. You see why that's so important. Not only are we in a perfect position in the middle of the state and everything, but you want everything Seth was just saying? That's what we are, baby. Mm-hmm. We've been doing this for 80-some years.
Yep.
That's who we are. I believe we are a prime, if not the example of this.
Yeah.
And we're going to keep being that. And we're going to keep being that majorly because of the people of Civic Media.
Yep.
And a big thank you to them. Appreciate them having this holiday party for our team and everything. It was a lot of fun. Now we got to get to work.
Yeah, that's right. Now it's work, everybody.
It's work to be done.
Fun time's over.
I want to see. So I was going to actually start with this. The segment went a little longer than I expected. So I'm going to wait on it.
Okay.
And it's actually interesting. I'm waiting on it because I want to see if anything happens in the next 20-some minutes before after Misty's and after the news.
Okay.
We will get into if anybody is still out there playing Whamageddon. All right, we're gonna get into it. See if anybody can still stick around the next 20 minutes. Okay. Otherwise, it might be ruined. We'll see. We got some celebrating to do coming up on. We got Misty's mini birthday and anniversary club right around the corner, right here at the morning show on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Lofi's Holiday Sweepstakes is back. The Bakers of Country Hearts would like to put a little more jingle in your holiday this season by giving you a chance to win one of two $500 prizes, or the grand prize of $1,000. Winners will each receive a check that can be used for travel, gifts, or just celebrating with family and friends. Whatever makes your holiday more jolly. For complete rules and to enter for your chance to win, visit facebook.com/loafiesbread.
The holidays are stressful enough without the unpredictable weather. Stop into the Trading Post in Wisconsin Rapids and get lost in room-to-room gift ideas. No clue what to buy? No problem. Grab a gift card. Come shop stress-free and maybe find something for you, too.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. It's going to be windy today with a high near 25. The wind will be northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 35, especially this morning. Tonight it'll be clear 14. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy 33. We're back to 41 by Wednesday. Temperature now 24.
Still learning when he's copping out there. I gotta get the weather down. Didn't mean to cut off
a little newer
there.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
This time, if I am going to cut off temperatures, though, is it this time of the year to do it?
We don't really want to hear it. No, at least I don't.
Well, I don't know. 40s by Wednesday? Come on, guys.
That part I want to hear, but like when he gives the actual, like what right the temperature
current temperature
is right
yeah.
now. That I don't know. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now. They're open 6 to 2, 6 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. If you're celebrating a birthday, get on over there, let Brian know, let the gang know, and you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
That's right.
It's a pretty sweet deal right
there. I suppose you could go back and ask Brian specifically, hey, Brian.
You could.
It's my birthday. Give me some pie.
He may like that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
We appreciate our friends over at Misty's, and we appreciate all of you helping us with this. We've got a great list today. We want that list even bigger. Get us more birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Go ahead and hit us up at the WFHR or WIRI Facebook pages, and be sure to like and subscribe to those. This is embarrassing.
You mean Alexander Graham Bell?
Yeah,
anything? Does that bring anything to mind?
That sounds familiar. Okay, I'm with you. And I'm looking right at this device right in front of me, and I cannot think of what it's called.
The telephone?
You know what, you guys? I think you guys are onto something right
here.
So you're telling me that the audience can call in right now, 715-424-2600, and get us those birthdays and anniversaries?
You're telling me that
if I'm at home right now listening, and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot so-and-so's birthday or our anniversary, I could save some face and call up right now, 715-424-2600.
That is correct,
That's
sir.
That's insane.
That is correct, sir.
I don't know about this. All right, we'll try it. We'll give it a shot.
Modern technology.
Yeah, I guess. It's weird. All right, let's give it a shot. Go ahead and feel free to call up. And if you're listening to us on the Civic Media app, thank you very much for downloading that app.
Mm-hmm.
You are just a touch or two away from getting right in touch with us.
Yep.
Go ahead and download that app and keep on listening, everybody. We appreciate it.
You don't even have to remember our number.
That's right.
Boy, less numbers to remember. That sounds really nice.
That's a good thing.
I had to remember this one. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4 possible qualifiers.
Ooh.
Seth, give me a 1 through 4.
4. Mm-hmm. I panicked. Whatever came to my head, I just said it.
10. No, dang it. No.
Oh, wait. Oh, no.
Nice try.
We first wish a happy birthday to Rose Garrett.
happy birthday, Rose.
Enjoy your day, Rose. Hope it's a good one for you. Beautiful name.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful name. Krista Rucker comes up next.
Happy birthday, Krista.
Enjoy your day, Krista.
Mm-hmm.
And John Peets.
Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday, John.
Enjoy your day, John. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a very happy 41st anniversary to our qualifiers, Don and Becky Krentz.
Oh, congratulations, you two.
Happy anniversary, Don and Becky.
Wishing you the best of days, you two. Enjoy. And I know it's a Monday, but I say celebrate all week long.
Go right into Christmas with this
one.
Well, you know, they got married this time of year, so you think that that had something to do with it, you know, Christmas being close.
Sure.
That kind of thing. Yeah. So, keep on celebrating.
Happy 41st, you two, Don and Becky. We wish you a great one, and you're our qualifiers today. So a little bit, this time of year is one of the more interesting times of year. When I first started hosting the morning show here, it drove me insane, and it was very, very hectic, because a lot of my news sources, a lot of story places where I grab from for our segments, aren't around any right now.
Mm-hmm.
They close shop until early January, and to give their writers and people a holiday break.
Right.
Makes sense.
Drove me in a panic at first, though, because how am I going to fill the time? How am I going to fill segments?
Yep.
So over the years, I collect stories and I keep track of things. Mm-hmm. And so now that's no problem. We're going to fill our segment. We're going to be fine with that. But at the time, it was pretty crazy. And this was a segment in particular that was very, very crazy because I have one particular place I go for birthdays and anniversaries.
Right.
And I don't have that right now. So I go to different places and I like to just have fun with this. So I am on a different website. I'm on one of my favorite websites, actually, onthisday.com.
Ooh, okay.
If you are a history nerd like I am, you are going to love this webpage.
Very cool.
And they have different sections for events, birthdays, deaths, these kind of things, history, film and TV, music, all that.
Sure.
So we're going to go through these birthdays, but it's going to be a little different than we normally do. It might have some names in there and some older ones that we don't always have. But we actually start off with maybe the greatest clown in history, Joseph Grimaldi.
The greatest clown in history?
English pantomimist and considered the greatest clown in history.
How about that?
Born on this day in 1778 in London.
Okay, wow.
Hmm.
Old school clowning.
Yeah.
Very old school.
Very old school clowning. We're talking way back.
English entertainer of the Regency era.
Mm. Oh, there you go.
Born in this day in 1863, Franz Ferdinand.
Oh, jeez. Ooh, he had a rough end of the road there.
Not the pop band.
No,
not
the pop
band. Oh,
Archduke of Austria, whose assassination in 1914 led to declarations of war in World War I.
Yep, kind of touched off a whole big conflagration there. A
lot of stuff happened after that.
Yeah.
Joseph Stalin born on this day in 1878. Told you it'd be interesting.
Wow.
Ty Cobb born on this day in 1886. Wow. American Baseball Hall of Famer, outfielder, AL MVP, Triple Crown winner in 1909, AL batting champion with the Tigers, managed the Tigers.
12 times.
And unfortunately considered one of the bad names of baseball, and one of the bad guys of baseball when he was not. As we've come to learn, and I will stand on this hill as long as I live, Ty Cobb was moody, but the problem with Ty Cobb was not that he was a jerk. It was that he wasn't that interesting. And a sports writer, an alcoholic sports writer, who couldn't put two words together, needed to write a book. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to write a biography, and he wrote one about Ty Cobb, and made up stories. Just made stuff up. This idea that Ty Cobb was sharpening his spikes, so when he slid into people, he'd stab them and things like that, and all these things. Well, there is a wonderful book out now that came out about 5 years ago or so about the real Ty Cobb, and actually telling you the real story of Ty Cobb.
A reassessment of who he was and what he meant, yes.
Ty Cobb was no more a saint than any other person walking the planet right now. It wasn't but he was not this jerk of baseball.
He wasn't like the evil,
Well, and nobody deserves to have anybody vilify them just for to sell a book.
Exactly. Exactly.
I genuinely believe that if you are a lover of baseball, it is on all of us to spread the word about that book and these stories as much as possible whenever we can, because we owe it to it. We owe it to his history. Right. We owe it to his family. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just one of those things that you should want to do, I would think. Betty Grable, born in this day in 1916, American singer, dancer.
Oh, yes. Million Dollar Legs.
Famous during
World War II as the number one pinup girl, if I remember.
Yeah, that's right. 42 films.
Jeez.
42.
She has had a very good career and an underrated actor, I have to say. Yeah. She has had some very good roles.
She was an underrated actor. Yeah. Thank you for mentioning that. Yeah. It doesn't get mentioned nearly enough. Let's see here.
It's not as easy to look up. It's not as easy. This website.
I got to figure something else.
Where is everybody?
There's a couple that I really want to make sure we get to.
Okay.
Like born in 1943, Keith Richards. Keith Richards, 80 years old today.
Oh my gosh.
Guitarist, songwriter.
He made it. I bet you he never thought he'd make it to 80 years old.
I would love to ask him.
I would too.
He does not seem to like. We all make a bigger deal out of Keith Richards than Keith Richards ever has.
Yes.
If Keith Richards has an ego, I would be borderline shocked.
Yes.
He has seemed like that his whole career. We only know him because of album liners and stuff.
That's
like
right,
He doesn't necessarily like put himself out there. When's the last time you saw a Keith Richards interview, you know? But he's one of the most famous guitarists of all time.
One of my all-time favorite Keith Richards quotes is they released an album. He sang lead on a couple of songs. And people said, hey, you know, Keith, you have a really good voice. Why don't you sing on more of the Rolling Stones tracks on the recordings? And he's like, what would Mick do?
Yeah, it's great. It's such a great line. It's such a great line.
He wasn't even thinking of himself. No, he's like, no. But Mick is our singer. It's not me.
It's such an English response.
It is.
Too.
Yeah.
It's such a. Now, born in 1946, Stephen Biko, South African anti-apartheid activist, born in Ginsberg Township in 1977. One of the greatest movies I'll ever see, Biko.
That's an excellent movie. An
incredible movie. Encourage everybody to see it.
And the soundtrack is brilliant by
Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel.
Yeah. Born 77 years old today, born in 1946, one of our greatest directors, Steven Spielberg.
Yeah. Ooh.
Spielberg, born in Cincinnati, Ohio.
All right.
He's a Midwesterner.
We're going to claim him.
Absolutely.
One of our most important directors.
Mm-hmm.
I could mention, Schindler's List, The Color Purple, and some things like that. But his importance doesn't just rely on that. It's also what he did with pushing genres as far as Jaws, what that did, what Close Encounters did.
Right.
There's so many directors that will tell you that they learned and they were inspired by Spielberg, not because of a storyline or an award he won, but because of his directorial, his technique. Spike Lee talks about this a lot. They're actually really good friends. And which, by the way, I would love to hear a conversation between Spike Lee and Steven Spielberg.
That'd be an interesting one,
right?
Really
interesting. But Spielberg, he just, like so many creatives of art, going back to Da Vinci and people like that, they just see the world differently.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I don't think gets talked about enough with Steven Spielberg, no ego. No ego. Not a diva.
Right.
None of this stuff. If you are a young director and you are struggling or you are having a hard time, chances are you've gotten a phone call from Steven Spielberg and you didn't even know he had your number. Right. Like, he's one of those guys. He's always been that way. He's one of those people that tries to bring others up.
One thing I have never really appreciated that much about Steven Spielberg, and you know, these days we're hearing more and more about, you know, old-time directors and some of the, let's be honest, the abuse of actors and crew that they said for the art's sake. That's whatever. No one has ever said anything about Steven Spielberg because he is a consummate professional. His sets are the best. They're run well. No one's getting abused. He's a collaborator with everybody on there. I am not the biggest Steven Spielberg fan on the planet, but I have to give him all the credit in the world for the way he does business, because he is one of the best at that, at treating people with respect.
Yeah, in this day and age, where it's if you've got something a bad story, it's come out.
Yeah.
It'll come. You haven't heard anything about him. Yeah, you haven't heard any negative stuff about him.
No, it sounds more like if there were issues with actors and actresses on his sets, he just doesn't work with them anymore.
Yep.
It does happen a lot.
Yeah. There's a number of stories about that.
Yep.
I appreciate about him, too, is Schindler's List. Him making that movie. Because I don't think a lot of people understood when he made that movie, he was not, studios were begging him not to make that.
Oh, yeah.
And not just that, but, this is going to hurt your career. Yep. This is going to slide you back and all these things. And still went ahead and did it.
He did it.
During the filming, when they were filming Schindler's List, Robin Williams would call up Steven Spielberg randomly and just to make him laugh, just to cheer him up and everything.
Because the subject matter was so serious and intense.
It's one of my favorite stories in entertainment. I love that. Ray Liotta would have been celebrating a birthday on this day, born in 1954, passed away just a year or so ago in 2022. Goodfellas, Field of Dreams, Copland, Newark, New Jersey's own Ray Liotta. Good actor.
I love Ray.
Ron White, born in this day in 1956, born in French, Texas. You knew it. You knew he was.
Yeah, of course he was.
Even if you didn't think you knew that's where Ron White was born, that's where Ron White was born. Great, very funny comedian.
Yep.
Very funny comedian. I like Ron White, actually. Mm-hmm. He's got a couple of bits that I'll go back and listen to for quite some time.
Not bad.
I admire any stand-up comedian, too, that can do the drink thing. The timing. You've got to time.
Right,
and
right.
Ron White will tell a joke and then take a drink.
Yep.
And let the audience's laughter just kind of fill the silence and everything. Like, it's very, it may seem silly, but smart comedians get it. I've talked to enough comedians where there's actually a timing thing to that old school comics.
George Burns cigar, it was a prop. He used it as a prop. Yep, exactly.
60 years old. Brad Pitt is 60.
Brad Pitt is 60.
Really?
Wow.
Born in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
Oh, that's right. I forgot he was from Oklahoma.
Yeah. You hear it every once in a while.
Every now and then it comes out. Everything.
There's a billion things you could say about Brad Pitt, but I do want to say way, 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 way better than average actor. Better. Yeah. That look and everything, I think people, if he was an uglier actor, he'd get the credit.
Surprisingly, yes.
I think you're
right.
It
sounds right.
As weird as it is and everything, but
wasn't quite so attractive, right?
Please tell me I'm wrong. You know, but and it's not just him, obviously.
No.
Look at Leonardo DiCaprio has been one of the best actors of his generation since What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Right.
It took him to The Revenant to fight. He had to actually get older and some wrinkles before he actually started getting like, he's actually, look how refined he is and everything. it's not a big deal, but I mean, it's something that kind of does come up from time to time. Brad Pitt. Incredible actor.
He's got the chops.
Very good. He's very good. Mm-hmm. I think that Legends of the Fall is a good example of this.
Yeah, early in his career, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 12 Monkeys, another one. Fight Club. He's got plenty of examples.
Throw it out there, yep.
Charles Oakley, born on this day in 1963.
Woo!
Yeah, that's a
part
great
of the
one.
90s Knicks.
Yeah, yeah.
What a team.
And Stone Cold Steve Austin at 59 today, born in 1964.
59.
You hear that glass, you know what that means. I love Stone Cold. I loved his wrestling.
Oh, man.
He was the last.
I thought he would be older than that.
Me too, actually.
He seems like he's been around for a really long time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Born in 1969, Joe Randa, infielder for the Kansas City Royals. I only mention him because he's Milwaukee's own.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. He was from Milwaukee?
Yeah, he's from Milwaukee.
I did not know that.
I didn't mention that one. It's pretty much going to do it for our list. I think
right.
I could have swore there was at least one or two more names I wanted to make sure to mention in there.
Okay.
It's not.
Again, this is not an easy list to go through.
No, it's not. It's not. And it's not making great radio either.
No.
Christina Aguilera is 43 today. Katie Holmes is 45.
One there you go.
Those in. There
all
we
right.
go.
Wow.
I got to get Christina Aguilera in there.
Yeah.
Amazing voice.
Yes.
Really, really talented singer. Take a break. Come back after our state and local news. Last Christmas, I told you.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Security details for next summer's Republican National Convention in Milwaukee are almost finished. Milwaukee's public safety leaders offered an update over the weekend. They're identifying a security zone surrounding Fiserv Forum. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says that people who aren't part of the convention but live and work in that area will not be completely cut off. More details are expected this spring. Leading state lawmakers are split on the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents trading millions of dollars in state funding for agreeing to freeze spending on diversity efforts. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemahue tells Capital City Sunday on WKOW-TV that Regents focused on the broader picture. But Democratic Senator Melissa Agard says she's concerned about the precedent being set. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices continue to fall, with the average dropping 11.6 cents in the last week. The average across the state today is $2.70 per gallon. Gas prices across the state range from $2.43 to $3.39 per gallon, a difference of 96 cents. The national average is $3.03. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said we could potentially see the national average fall below $3 per gallon just in time for the Christmas holiday. Gas prices today in central Wisconsin range from $2.58 to $2.69 per gallon. Chief Bartek of the Wausau Fire Department served his last day as fire chief last week. Retired Fire Chief Robert Bartek thanked the Wausau community for their overwhelming support. He said serving as deputy chief and fire chief over the last 5 years has been the pinnacle of his career. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
One. Hurdy throws over the middle, picked off.
Moore.
Backside pressure, down he goes.
Game.
To the end zone, touchdown, Braylon Allen.
The Badgers.
The Tigers.
Live from Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, it's the ReliaQuest Bowl.
Join us New Year's Day.
Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
on your home for Wisconsin football.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The more than 27,000 union carpenters who call the North Central States home wish you a healthy, happy, and safe holiday season. Unions built the middle class, and union carpenters work hard every day to build our communities while they build good careers that provide for their families. This season, we hope you get to enjoy time with friends and family. Happy holidays from Executive Secretary Treasurer Pat Nelson and the staff of the North Central States Regional Council of Carpenters.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. It's going to be windy today with a high near 25. The wind will be northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 35, especially this morning. Tonight, it'll be clear 14. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy 33. We're back to 41 by Wednesday. Temperature now 24.
Happy birthday!
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly happy soul. With a corn cup pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal.
Thank you, Mr. Durante. Appreciate that.
The old schnozola.
Yeah, man, that nose. Greatest nose ever.
He got a lot of mileage out of that,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. My father, best Jimmy Durante impression ever.
I totally ever. Believe it, yeah, dude. It's, totally
it's,
believe
it. Tailor made for it. He's yes, tailor made for it. And we made it, everybody. We made it through the segment from that first segment to now, and nobody had to be whammed.
No Whamageddon for anybody, yeah.
No Whamageddon. Are you playing Whamageddon? It's the Christmas game. You've probably already lost.
I know I
have not.
Oh, really?
I have not either. But with the preset of if it came up in the bumpers and I don't remember it coming up in the bumpers, I may have already lost the game. I'm not sure, but
I don't remember.
I haven't been listening to it like the radio and it pops on or I walk into an apartment store, building and it's on or anything like that. Now, let's explain what Whamageddon is to the audience that may not know what this is. Last weekend, a DJ caused a stir in Britain after playing the hit Wham song Last Christmas at a soccer game in front of about 60,000 people.
Oops.
That's dirty pool.
A week earlier, another DJ had done the same at a match with 7,000 people, prompting him to apologize in an interview with the BBC. That DJ didn't know what he was doing.
Oh, no.
That DJ just played it because it's Wham. It's England.
It's Christmas.
It's Christmas. And for those, I should say that Wham is still incredibly huge over there. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they're, especially George Michael. He's almost had a renaissance in the United Kingdom and everything, which is very kind of cool to hear,
it
actually.
It is very cool. Yeah.
One of those artists that I know for myself, I never quite appreciated how good that man's voice was until, unfortunately, as a grown adult and everything. So I think that's kind of cool. But if you're confused what goes on here, there is a game called Whamageddon that's popular this time of year, especially in Britain, which consists of not listening to the holiday classic by the 80s pop duo. From December 1st to December 24th, if you listen and recognize the original version of the song, it's game over. Listening to remixes and covers is fine, though.
Oh, just the
that
original.
Doesn't count. Okay. Yes. So the three of us working on that Christmas album, that we're doing, because we don't have.
Oh, yeah.
Cause that one.
Because we got plenty of time. I mean, we got tons of free time.
Nothing but time here, man.
How are you coming on that Hanukkah song, by the way?
All right, good. Well played. Ooh. Nicely done. Nicely done. I got two chords. I have two chords so far. I think this is kind of one of those fun things, and I want to bring more attention to this.
Yeah.
It's such a fun game.
It is.
A big deal to it if you lose or what have you or anything like that.
It's on an honor system too, so it's not
really.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. But here's the thing that one of the things that came up this weekend, and I thought of it and I brought it up to a bunch of my students just to test this out and everything. Mm-hmm. What about the people that love the song? but still want to play the game? And I asked any of my students if this was the case, and two of them shot their hands up right away.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. One girl had a wonderful story. They had a Christmas mix CD in their house, and her father loved to play it, and he's not with us anymore. But he loved that CD, and a couple of the songs on there he would sing along to, including this one.
Aw, that's nice.
Well, her and her girlfriends, and she's going to Chicago right now, University of Chicago. Shout out to her, UC. She's going there, and her friends, her dorm mates, and everything, they're playing this game, and she's been really tempted to play the song. She wants to play it because of her father and all this and everything. And so we had some fun with that, actually. She said it was the first time that she has smiled or laughed about this in about 2 years.
That's nice.
And it came about because of this song and because of this silly game. I mean, that alone, that kind of stuff is fun.
Well, since this game is completely arbitrary anyway, let's put some different rules on it. I say, if you deliberately want to play it, that doesn't count.
Ooh.
It has to be random. It has to be one of those things
that's
where you're not searching it out, and all of a sudden you've got... You're just kind of bopping around and there it is. Oh, darn, I lose kind of thing. So, but if you want to listen to it, that shouldn't count.
I like that. I agree with that. Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, if she wants to listen to it in her dorm room on purpose, just put on headphones.
Absolutely.
And you're not ruining the game for anybody else.
Yeah.
Or you could do that too. Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed that did not come up. you would think it'd be the first thing that any of us would think about. But yeah, it did not come up. I cannot say it did. So there's the other side of this too, where there's some people that are just playing. I don't want to say playing dirty pool, but like this DJ knew what he was. The second DJ knew what he was doing soccer game.
Yeah,
and I love his cheek. That was good. Yes. I like that. Yes. Yeah. You're all out of the game.
Well, and he wasn't even playing like Chris, it was like techno music.
Yeah,
and then all of a sudden out of nowhere, wham!
That's good though. I love it. That's awesome.
I cannot help myself, and I don't know how nobody has said. I'm sure somebody has to have noticed this or said something by now. But how perfect is this that decades and decades ago, these two young Englishmen get together, they're trying to think of a name for their band, and you know, Wham! That sounds great. Let's call ourselves Wham! And they name themselves Wham! And all these decades later, Wham! Like that's how this game, that's the feeling you get from this game. You just got whammed.
It's not just they're called Wham! There's an exclamation point on it.
Yes.
They deliberately chose to put an exclamation point on it. So,
how could they know all these decades later, it would fit perfectly with this game. It would fit perfectly. To those out there playing still, good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
You got a couple more days.
We're probably going to ruin it for you at some point here.
One more week.
Yeah. I don't know. Does the bumper count? Does it have to be the whole song? I wonder, that's a nice, interesting point of this, too.
Probably not, because I don't know. You know,
it's got its fans. If you walk into a store and it's on, you're not gonna listen to the whole song.
I think you still have to.
Yep, it still counts. Yeah,
arbitrary rules, but it counts.
You guys got me on that. You're right. We're gonna come back, and it's not just Seth, Melissa, and I that are talking. We want you talking. I want to hear where you want to go in 2024. Where do you want to go? Your dream destinations, or where are you going in 2024? Do you have some plans
maybe
already?
You've got plans already.
Do you have an extra seat? Do you? No, I'm joking. That's not. I didn't design a whole.
Do you
segment.
Have a big suitcase?
I didn't design
Is
a whole segment.
Is there room
segment.
For me?
Coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine! Quick penguin, serpentine!
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming sunny by later this afternoon. It's going to be windy today with a high near 25. The wind will be northwest 15 to 25, gusting to 35, especially this morning. Tonight, it'll be clear 14. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy 33. We're back to 41 by Wednesday. Currently, it's 21.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James with you.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. And folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows.
Should just put the whole song in there.
So I will not cut off Nat King Cole. I will not do it. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Melissa, Seth, and James here. We're about to dive into destinations, but first, let's take a call. Good morning. What's on your mind? Hello.
Not a lot, I guess.
Well, I don't know if you guys heard that, but I think we are one of the best, if not the best morning show.
At least in Wisconsin.
The world, too. Yeah, and I appreciate the listener saying that. That was very nice. I'm not sure if the audio came through, but that's what I heard in my headphones. But But we do want your phone calls. 715-424-2600. 424-2600. Where are you going in 2024? Do you have plans for 2024? Do you want to make plans? I think that one of the best things to do in these colder months here in the Midwest is making warm plans.
That helps. It actually does help. Yeah, I'm with you, man.
It does. Something to look forward to.
Exactly.
Yeah. And this came about as they do these end-of-the-year lists. The 2023 World's Top Destinations. Where were we going in 2023? Okay. We'll get into a little of that. But I do want to hear from not only our audience, but I want to hear from you guys. Do you guys have any plans for 2024 to go anywhere, to do any traveling or anything? And I'm not asking just because I do the schedule around here. I'm not...
Although that is important. We had to keep that in mind.
I love the idea, though, that that was my way. Like, I was sheepish about asking you guys, so this was my way of doing it. Like,
it's a little roundabout one.
I'm sitting over here, like, while you guys are talking, just writing notes.
Yeah.
Okay, so Seth is going to be gone.
Well, actually, my vacation, I just got approved for March. I will be going to Arizona.
Yeah, oh, nice. Yeah.
Have you ever been to Arizona, Melissa?
Yeah, I was there 2 years ago for an extended weekend. Got to do one Jeep ride in the desert. So that is the plan again. Ooh. We'll be visiting some family members. And
one Jeep ride in the desert. That's all you're going to do when you're there.
Probably more than one. But
probably,
yeah.
Yes.
I really want to do that. That seems like a lot of fun. Arizona.
And the desert is beautiful. Like, yes. I did not expect to be as impressed and enthralled with the desert as I was, because I like hills and green. I mean, there's hills out there, but there's not a lot of grass and not a lot of trees. It's more like rocks and cacti, but they're still cool.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, one of the states I've always wanted to go to. My Nana and Papa have friends out there. It had friends out there and used to go out there almost every summer. And the way Nana would talk about Melissa is saying about the deserts out there, how beautiful the hills could be and some of the beauty out there. I wouldn't have known that until she said it. And hearing you say it, Melissa, just brings it home. That's interesting. And that's going to be fun. That's going to be a fun trip.
I think so.
It should be good. Do you have any thing like that?
I don't have anything. Beth does. I have no plans yet for for traveling coming up here. I'm sure we'll figure something out. I'll do some traveling this year. But at this point, I do not. So I'm open to suggestions. You know, if people have their things, they should call in and let us know. Maybe I'll be joining them.
I like the idea of that. I like the idea of that. I certainly need to do that. I really probably shouldn't even allow myself to talk in this conversation.
Why not? You can dream.
Well, you can have plans.
Yeah. I can have plans. Yeah, but like, it's been years now that I've been talking. I think it's been, I had a listener mention this to me. It's been 4 years that I've been saying on the radio, you know what, this summer I'm going camping. And I never do. So I don't want to keep lying to the audience here.
Who's keeping score? That's what I want to know.
That is a great side question. That is a great side question.
Wait a minute.
That is fair.
But we do want to hear from you. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. We go to National Geographic, where they release their top destinations of 2023.
All right.
And looking at the list, Paris, France hit number one.
Oh, well, I guess that's not a big surprise.
Good thing you got there before the bed bugs did.
Interesting. I thought it was interesting to see, though, that Paris is still way up there. Madrid, Spain, up there as well.
Nice.
Both places I want to go, bed bugs aside.
Yes.
No, I'm with you. Those both sound like very cool places to visit.
Tokyo, Japan, Amsterdam, the Netherlands, and Berlin, Germany.
Wow.
Also in there.
Cool. Again, all of those places I wouldn't mind going to.
I'd go to every single one.
Mm-hmm.
Rome, Italy is also in there. And then we got our first state, New York, in there.
New York's always fun to visit.
Broadway.
There's so much to do in New York. Just walking around the city is amazing. Just having a stroll in New York is something cool.
715-424-2600. You have in front of you a blank plane ticket. You could take that back and forth anywhere in the world you want to go. Where would you go? 424-2600. I'd love to hear from you. Love to know where you're going. And don't worry about the outliers. Well, who's going to watch my cat? Who's going to watch my kids?
No, it's all taken care of, right?
This is all imaginary. It's all for
fun. This is all fantastical.
Yes. Don't do what I do with these situations. It start like immediately. Wait a minute, but I could never do this.
I think we should turn this around, James, and ask you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You have this theoretical blank ticket.
Fantastical. Everything's taken care of.
Now, remember, we're not saying you are going there. Just, you know, where would you go?
Where would you go?
Where would you go?
I marvel at how I don't think of these. Like, I'm shocked when you guys flip these things back at me.
Man.
Like, I did not see that coming. I genuinely didn't.
So think fast on your feet.
Yeah, because honestly, I've had this asked my whole life, and the first things I usually say are Rome or Israel or these kind of. I want to go see these where my people are from, and I want to go trace those roots. It's something that Nana and I used to talk about in Italy. Mm-hmm. Our family started in Basel. We go from Basel to Venice to Naples. And do that kind of trip.
Right.
Same thing with Egypt. I want to not only see the pyramids, cool. But yeah. I want to see where the Maloff name comes from and stuff like that. But honestly, nice. when you guys did this to me, my first thought was the States. Like, there's so much in this country haven't seen. I've never been out of the country, so you would think I get a blank ticket. That's what I got to use it for. Yeah. But to be honest with you, man, there's so much in this country that I have not seen that I want to see.
Well, that's one of the cool things about this country, as Melissa touched on. You know, there's the go to the Southwest, and you can see the gorgeous desert that's down there. You could take a trip just to the next state from Arizona to New Mexico, and you've got gorgeous mountains, just the beautiful mountain ranges in New Mexico.
You can go out to the East Coast and see, you know, the very early history of the immigrants coming over to this country.
Go up to New England, to the Massachusetts in that area, yeah.
I think because of how much I love history, that's why I would want to go out east, because I've never really been to out east, and I love the idea of, like, my cousin spent decades in Boston, and she used to send me pictures of, like, roads that have been, like, the first roads that were built and stuff, just because she knows how much I love this stuff.
Right.
Which, I can't imagine what it would look like for her to be taking that picture. and people are like, what are you doing? Why are you taking a picture of a road?
It's a road.
Yeah, I think that would probably, if I'm forced, I got to make a decision right now in this segment. I'm picking the East Coast. Does that count?
Cool.
If I got to be more specific, I would be. But I just off the top, that's where I'm going. That's where I would go.
You could actually start in one, like the big megalopolis that starts up in Boston and goes all the way down to D.C. Basically, you could just take a whole trip, you know, get up on the train and just go down the coast, the eastern seaboard there, and you could visit all kinds of great stuff. You get Philly's in there. Of course, New York City's in there. And then you go to D.C. and then all the stuff in Maryland and stuff. Yeah, I mean, it would be a cool trip.
And now, with the last couple of minutes of the segment, I wanted to pull the magnifying glass a little bit more inward.
Okay.
And how about in Wisconsin? Is there anywhere in Wisconsin you haven't visited that you would like to? Because no time like the present.
Wow.
This is a beautiful state, and there are plenty of things to see that maybe you haven't, especially you go up north or something. And I know a number of people that haven't spent too much time in the northern parts of the state. For me, I still haven't been to House on the Rock. It's probably my number one thing in this state I want to do that I haven't gotten to do.
And it's actually not too far away from here. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not. I have a friend who was just there a couple weekends ago with her mom and they have their Christmas display set up. So I got to see some pictures and a mini tour, you know, through her pictures of it. And it's a really neat place to visit. I highly recommend.
Yeah, me too.
So for you guys, is there a Wisconsin destination
honestly, theater. Anywhere in the state, I would love to travel and see.
Wisconsin has some sneaky, beautiful theaters that I don't think unless you're in the state, you really think about too often. But she's right on that. Yeah, that's a good one.
Actually, speaking of House on the Rock, Spring Green also has the outdoor theater in the summer. By the way, they do Shakespeare and classic theater there. So is it American Players Theater, APT?
Yes, American Players
Theater. It's APT. Theater. I always say ATP sometimes. That's why I was getting it wrong.
That's a good choice.
APT.
But
they have expanded there. They have got a Black Box Theater there now as well. And I think that one's inside.
Or you go down to my former stomping grounds in the southern part of the state, the Fireside Theater in Fort Atkinson. They put on some great shows. Yeah.
That's another good one.
They have a very cool setup there as well. A very good dinner theater, by the way. The foods are it's tremendous.
It is. Just expect to be crammed in like sardines.
Yes, exactly.
Pack them in that dining room.
They do, and it's very popular as well.
Yes.
But, you know, I'm trying to think, because I have been – I just realized I've basically been over the entire state. I've been just about everywhere in Wisconsin, and I'm trying to think, is there a place that I haven't been or that I really want to go?
Have you been on the Ice Age Trail?
Oh, that's another
one. The Ice Age Trail? That's not familiar. I guess, where is that?
I mean, it does go across practically the entire state.
True. I've probably been on it in parts, but as, you know, in different sections of it, but I can't, I obviously haven't been through the whole thing, so.
There's a park way up north that I've been to where there's a rock in your, in the, when you're taking the trail, and this rock has traveled from like the way, way up in Canada, and they've traced it, and it's just slid down all these thousands of years and
that's
everything.
So cool.
You see this rock, and it's just a regular old rock, but you're looking at it, and you're like, my God, just insane to think about. There's so much beauty in this state.
Yes.
You can find out.
Much to see.
You can find out more by going to destinationwisconsin.com or try our friends at travelwisconsin.com, of course. Plenty of resources for you when it comes to that. We will take a break. We'll come back after CBS and state and local news. We have got the kitchens open, our wonderful segment that Melissa brings to us.
Nice.
That is coming up for you, everybody. Looking forward to that. Also going to get into a little bit of entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour. Got some local stuff we want to touch on
when
it comes to that. That ain't right stories. Plenty more. It's the morning show on WFHR. We are...